And I made several attempts to do a pre-show for Tuesday, and we kept having computers crashing around here. I don't know if it was computers crashing or the internet was going down. We had a lot of wind. We had a lot of rain yesterday. We had a lot of fucking, you know, stopping and starting and buffering on a lot of things. So I gave up, and I just went ahead and rolled the show that was already in the can. And again, what was going on yesterday is I'm taking a class in auditioning and acting, and I'm not, you know, it's not in lieu of what I do here. It's not like, okay, I'm going to get rid of the podcast and the radio and everything. No, it's in addition to, and it just so happens that these two, the first 2 weeks, are conflicting. So we had to do what we had to do. Plus, last week was Drunk History Week. So we're back on schedule this week and next week, too. We'll be back on schedule. I promise you. And I thank you for being here. And whenever you get a chance, share some of our stuff. And I thank you. By the way, thanks to a lot of people share a lot of the clips from the show. I don't know whether they're BSPs because I see you guys on social media. I see you on Facebook. And which I think is a really good platform for sharing media, Facebook. I don't think Twitter is. Twitter is just, you know, Twitter is not. Don't even read my Twitter feed. Just stay away from it. Go to our Phil Hendry Show Twitter. Phil Hendry Show. That's twitter.com/Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry one. I sit there getting fucking crazy about shit. All right, man. Okay. God damn. Got a tickle in my throat. Da-da. What's on? Got this. They're replaying the ad nauseum. In fact, they've been replaying this Atlanta Green Bay game. great football game for Atlanta. Jesus. You know, I think the Packers are, to me, are like the Atlanta Braves of the 90s in baseball. All this potential, all of this magnificence, great quarterback, but just, you know, it's hard enough to win a Super Bowl. So it's probably the height of unreasonableness and and the like to say, why didn't they win more than one Super Bowl? Jesus Christ, winning a Super Bowl in and of itself. But I'll tell you, when you've played in as many NFC Championship games as the Packers have, the Aaron Rodgers Packers, because they only won one Super Bowl with Brett Favre, as I recall, if I'm not mistaken, and Rodgers has won one. Mike McCarthy and you know, Mike Holmgren. But anyway, long story short, to me, I don't know, just a lot of unrealized potentialities, you know. That's how I feel about that. All right, so, like the dust that settles all around me. Here, we can do this. That way I can watch the game and me.
You can watch the game and me.
Gee, that's great, Phil. Thanks. Like the dust that settles all around. So, that's how I feel about that. Thank God it wasn't raining too bad yesterday, coming back from work, or coming back from class. It was a real... And funny thing, I'm in a class with nothing but 20-year-olds. I don't even know if anybody's over 30, except for the teacher, Robert DeVonzo, who's maybe 10 years younger than me. Nice guy. And he and I have the same reference points, you know. But the rest of the kids are all in their 20s. So you naturally sort of just... I talk to them in class, but I don't socialize outside. I don't walk up and, like, try to get groovy with the group. I find myself kind of just, when we take a scene break or something, I'm having a cup of coffee, and I'm just sort of, you know, going over my shit. And which is kind of the way I like it anyway. As weird as this may sound to some people, but maybe not that weird to others, I'm not a very outgoing person. I'm really not. I'm very, I don't know, introverted. Not introverted. That's a wrong word. Shy, you know. Shy is a pretty good word. And we were talking about this, I think, the other day, and I said, people that are shy really get misunderstood in a bad way, because there's certain people that take that to mean you think your shit doesn't stink, you think you're better than anybody, and that's why you don't talk to anybody. nothing could be further from the truth. And I've encountered that many times, and I've seen other people who have similar, you know, a similar personality encounter that. Oh, you don't think you're so fucking hot? No, you're so fucking wrong, man. You wouldn't even believe it. Okay, so get yourself out of the equation there, bucko, and realize you got to be able to read people. And that's a great example of not being able to read another person. That's a great example of filtering everything through your own paranoia and insecurity. You know, that's the absolute opposite of being aware. You know, Continental tires. See, this whole thing of the guy throwing the ball back and then it goes in, it's like, it's a million different commercials have been, now Dan Patrick's doing it on ESPN. A million different commercials have featured that. Like the dust, that's at 31-7 Atlanta. Fuck. I think we'll have a Super Bowl. Did we do a Super Bowl last year? Was it Bozell and, I don't know. Maybe we'll do a Super Bowl party for BSPs only. I have to get that nailed down, and I should nail that down with Shane before the Super Bowl. I want to get nailed down being able to video cast for premium subscribers only from my iPhone anywhere, okay? So in other words, do not a Facebook Live, but a BSP Live, or a Phil Henry BSP Live, whatever you want to call it. I just don't know. It's interesting, isn't it? Hope this isn't. Okay, good. That used to give me shelter. All are as one to me now. I'm really thinking seriously about, let's see. This is Rochelle. You more. It's my friend Rochelle, my ex-girlfriend from like years ago. And we've just been in touch. And she's, God, man, we first started going out in like 83, you know. And been a lot of years, man, I'll tell you that. So we've just been talking. Skippy and Frank. Let me see. Fuck. How much time do I have here? Oh, we're good. What? What does that say? Oh, 11 minutes. You gambled in the game of life. I gotta hear that song, man, don't you? I want to hear that tune, The Curse of an Aching Heart.
You made me think you cared for me, and I believed in you.
The inspiration for John Jerryman.
You told me things you never meant, and made me think them true. I gambled in the game of life. I played my heart and lost. I'm now a wreck upon life's sea. Alone I pay the cost.
I just picked a little low end up there.
You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. Dragged me down until the soul within me died. You shattered each and every dream. You pulled me from the start. And though you're not true, may God bless you.
Enough of that. Enough of that folderol. Where we at? And though you're not true, may God bless you. immigration this week. So Trump is going to disregard if the truth threatens his ability to govern. Washington Post. Three judges Trump may nominate. Trump believes millions voted illegally, White House says, but provides no proof. Federal workers told to halt external communication first week under Trump. Boy, oh boy. Department of Health and Human Services, the Environmental Protection Agency, and the Department of Agriculture have all been ordered to hush up. Trump takes action to move forward with Keystone. Pew study authors, zero evidence of fraud. Well, that, of course there's no evidence of fraud. Tottenham players react brilliantly when asked if Dele Alli will go to Madrid. $50 million summer move to Real Madrid. What the fuck, man? Tottenham's your goddamn team, bitch. You tell me, Tottenham, you don't have enough money to keep that kid in England? Give me a fucking break. Premier League is made out of money. Made out of money. Especially one of those perennial Champion League teams. React brilliant. Ugh, get out of here, you fucking bullshit. Give a fuck about it. I used to like wrestling. I watched wrestling briefly in the 80s, 90s, but I gave it up because enough already, you know. Tony Romo and Broncos, John Elway hook up. Send mixed signals. Interesting. Interesting. The Broncos with Tony Romo. Tony Romo may be the Drew Brees of his generation. Or the Tony Eason. Or the Todd Blackledge. Or the... One of the things you're going to have to do with Trump is the union. That we're talking about auto workers. And the auto manufacturers and the constant clashing they have over wages. Overhead. Now, keeping a job in America is one thing. Keeping the job in America and paying them wages that American workers have traditionally been paid, which are higher than the rest of the world. That's something else.
As brought to you by Lyft.
Hey everyone, this is David Chalian, the CNN political director, and this is the Daily DC. Thanks so much for listening today on the podcast, Donald Trump's Thin Skin. It is really something to sort of marvel at when you're just looking at the temperament of the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. And how much his concern that he is seen as a legitimate president dominates much of what we're learning that he is talking about behind closed doors.
What are you talking about, Jack?
At all distract from how busy and policy-oriented some of the actions are coming out of the White House in the first couple days. It just gets to the heart of the fact that Donald Trump can't seem to settle and be comfortable in his skin that he is a duly elected president of a very divided country. That doesn't compute with him. He seems to yearn to be a duly elected president of an entirely adoring country, which of course hasn't been the reality for many presidents. This notion that he would sit down and meet with congressional leaders behind closed doors and talk about his victory, crowd size at the inauguration again, and this debunked claim that some 3 million or so undocumented Americans voted illegally in the election, where there is absolutely no proof that that happened, of sort of mass illegal voting like that, and that that was the reason he didn't win the popular vote. This isn't even something he's saying on Fox News or, you know, in an opinion column for Breitbart where he's sort of talking to the echo chamber. This is something he's saying to bipartisan congressional leaders behind closed doors. Undoubtedly, he knows it's going to leak out. So he clearly is offering that up for some bit of public consumption, as well as in some way trying to position himself with the leaders of Congress. Congress.
What
the fuck are you talking about, motherfucker? Position himself with the leaders of Congress.
Six photo ops, repeal, you know, removing the U.S. from TPP, the Mexico City policy, and putting into effect that more pro-life policy that no NGOs get foreign aid if they're promoting abortion services in any way. There was a lot of substance going on. Meeting with union leaders and workers at the...
Okay, I can't take it. League of Nations was never ratified by the United States Congress. So, you know, some stuff the Congress says, forget it. Some things that are near and dear to a president's heart, like TPP was to Obama. Congresses, down through the years, have told some presidents, not all, but some presidents, stick it up your ass, we're not going to do it. And one of the most... one of the most notable in history is the Congress's failure to endorse the League of Nations, which was the, the first attempt at a United Nations. Before we had a United Nations, we actually had something else called the League of Nations, which was an absolute disaster, didn't keep the world safe at all. But you know what? I don't think that it probably should have. I think it was a test run. You know, as people have often said, World War I and World War II are actually the same war with a big 20-year truce. And I think that's true. So there wasn't any fucking League of Nations that was going to jump in the middle of that shit and cool it all out. That stuff had to get done, you know. And it probably could have gotten done in World War I had we properly disarmed Germany. Probably we needed to occupy Germany. But nobody was thinking about that. They were thinking about, let's end this war. Let's just say, you know, let's peace. And then they went and they kicked Germany's ass during these peace peace negotiations. Whereas after World War II, they dismembered Germany. There was no peace negotiation with Germany. There was zero negotiation with Germany. It was an unconditional surrender. And you will do what we tell you to do. Fuck off. Your government is gone. For all intents and purposes, your country belongs to the rest of the world as we administer and try to put things back together here. Germany and Japan. So these were defeated nations that had no say and shouldn't have had any say, to be honest with you. I don't think they should have. They fought those wars, the Japanese and Germans, without any consideration for their own populace, their own civilian populace. They fought those wars to the bitter end. They fought them right up until the enemy was at the gates and sometimes inside their capital cities, you know. Hitler expressed no interest whatsoever in saving the German people. And the Japanese allowed their people to endure two fucking atomic bomb blasts before they got off their fucking ass and did something. So, anyway, I say all of that to say that some steps are effective and some are not. Now, I am trying like a motherfucker here to get this bitch. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. That's great. That's just fucking great.
App, and it's not going to make itself. It's time to visit shoutem.com/podcast. Shoutem is a powerful mobile app creator that anyone can use. Build an app for your great idea, your business, or for...
Blow it out your ass. Shut your filthy hole. Shut your filthy hole. Okay, there's that one, and then there is that. Okay. What's coming up this Pro Bowl weekend, right? Yeah. Our website is going to have, just to give an example, a variety of entry points, but one of them will be through what we have identified as our 10 most popular characters: Bobby Dooley, Margaret Gray, Ted Bell, Jay Santos, Steve Bozell, Bob Green, Pastor William Rennick, R.C. Collins, Jeff Dowder, and Chris Norton. And then all the other characters sort of revolve around them, whether it's Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton, Dave Oliva, you know, General Shaw and people like that. But Vernon Dozier almost made it up there, but he didn't quite. Let me see what I can do about Vernon here today. And though you're not true, may God bless you.
Dr. Jim Sadler, in his office, crowded room.
What is this? And then we have Steve Bozell, and I'm out at the pond because we're going to do a little more Steve today. I don't know, Mr. Henry. I'm just trying. What is it? What are we doing? Oh, the pond, yeah. Man. There we go. All right. Testing 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. God damn it. Just forget to do that. Right on. Where are we at, man? Here we are.
Hey, this is Steve Bertone, host of the Forbes Interview Podcast, launching January 17th. My first guest is Adam Carolla, comedian and king of podcasting, sharing how he turned his persona into a media empire.
I came from a world where nothing really ever worked out and no one ever got to do what they want to do, not for a living.
Download or subscribe to the Forbes Interview on iTunes now, and don't forget to give a rating and review.
Hey, God damn it, I gotta do that again, you fucking whore. Wait a minute, motherfucker. God damn it.
Hey, this is Steve Bertone, host of the Forbes Interview Podcast, launching January 17th. My first guest is Adam Carolla, comedian and king of podcasting, sharing how he turned his persona into a media empire.
I came from a world where nothing really ever worked out and no one ever got to do what they want to do, not for a living.
Download or subscribe to the Forbes Interview on iTunes now, and don't forget to give a rating and review.
Hey, it's Phil Henry, and don't forget that I do all the voice. God damn you fucking cunt! Hold on, motherfuckers. Shit. This ought to be a really entertaining pre-show. God damn it, man.